Ravi, the pasuk continues, Vayelech Reuven bimei ksir chitim, and Reuven went during the days of the harvest of the wheat, Vayimsa dudoim basodeh, and he found dudoim, a certain type of herb, basodeh, in the field. Why does the pasuk tell us that it was during the time of the wheat harvest? And Rashi explains, it is in order to tell us the shvach, the praise of the shvatim, that they would not take from gezel, from something that is stolen. Although it was the time of the wheat harvest, where many stalks of wheat were lying on the sides of the field, Reuven did not want to take from these stalks, but rather took something that was hefker, the dudoim. And the Mefarshim ask, why is that a shvach, a praise, about the shvatim? To say that the shvatim didn't steal, is that a shvach? Some Mefarshim answer that during the days of ksir chitim, of the harvest of the wheat, the owners don't care if people who walk by take one or two stalks. But even that, Reuven did not want to take. He didn't want to get involved in any form of gezel. He didn't want to take anything that had an owner. Therefore, he took the dudoim that were totally hefker. What were these dudoim? The Mefarshim explained that these dudoim were able to cause women who were not able to have children to have children. And since Reuven saw that Leah, his mother, stopped having children, he was bringing these dudoim for his mother in order that she should be able to have children again. Vayavi oisam el Leah imoy, and she brought them to Leah, his mother. Vatomer Rachel el Leah, and Rachel said to Leah, Tanina li midudoy b'nech, please give me from the dudoim of your son. Vatomer lo, and Leah said to Rachel, Hamaat, isn't it sufficient kachtech es reishi that you took my husband? V'lokachas gam es dudoy b'ni, now you want to take also the dudoyim of my son? And this is a very difficult comment to understand. Leah is telling Rachel, it's enough you took my husband, now you want to take my dudoyim? Let's think for a second. Did Rachel take Leah's husband, or was it just the opposite? Rachel gave the simonim to Leah in order that Leah should not be embarrassed and was able to marry Yaakov. So who owed who? Did Leah owe Rachel, or did Rachel owe Leah? Surely Leah owed Rachel. So how was Leah able to say that you took my husband? I once heard a pshat that from here we see how one has to do a chesed to another person. One has to do a chesed in a way that the person who receives the chesed should not even feel like they got a chesed. And that's what we see from here. Rachel's chesed of giving her husband to Leah was such a great chesed, and she did not expect anything, and she did not make Leah feel like she was getting a chesed, that Leah herself thought that Yaakov was her husband and not Rachel's husband. So great was the way that Rachel gave over the simonim to Leah. And from here we see how everybody should do a chesed, not making the person feel like he was receiving a chesed. Vatomer Rachel, and Rachel said, Lochein yishkav imo halaylo, therefore he will lie with you tonight. Tonight's shchiva really belongs to me. Yaakov is supposed to come to my tent tonight, but I will trade that to you in exchange for tachas dudoy benech, in exchange for the dudoyim of your son Reuven. If you give me the dudoyim, I will give you the shchiva of this night. And since Rachel was mezalzel, she belittled the mishkav, the lying with the tzaddik. Therefore, she was not zeiche to lie with him at the end of her days, bikfura. She was buried in Beis Lechem, and Yaakov was buried in the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. She belittled the shechiva of this tzaddik. Therefore, in the future, she will not be zeiche to be sheichev imoy bikfura. Vayove Yaakov min asode bo'erev. And Yaakov came from the field in the evening. Vateitze Leah likrosoi, and Leah went out towards him. Vatomer, and she said, Elai tovoi, to me you should come. Kisachar sechartichah bedudoy bini, because I hired you in exchange for the dudoyim of my son Reuven. Vayishkav imo, and he lied with her. Balaylo hu, on that night. Really, the pasuk should have said balaylo hahu. Why does the pasuk say balaylo hu? And Rashi says the word hu is referring to Hashem. Who? Hashem caused that through this union of this night, there should be a great tzaddik Yisachar that should come out of this shechiva. And the Mefarshim explained that Yaakov was riding his donkey and heading towards Rachel's tent. When the donkey made a noise, and Leah heard the noise and came out and told Yaakov, Tzachar Secharticha, I hired you tonight, you should come to my tent. And that's why the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi, Yisachar Chamor Garam. Yisachar was born through Chamor, the donkey Garam was the cause. The Chamor making noise alerted Leah, and Leah told Yaakov to come to her tent. And the Pasuk continues, Vayishma Elikim Leah, and Hashem listened to Leah. He listened to Leah that she desired and put extra effort into trying to have more shvatim. Vatara, and she became pregnant. Vateled liYaakov ben Chamishi, she gave birth to Yaakov, a fifth son. Vatara Leah, and Leah said, Nosan Elikim Sechori, Hashem granted me my reward, Asher Nosati Shivchasi Leishi, because I gave my shivcha to my husband. Vatikwa Shema Yisachar, and she called his name Yisachar. It is interesting that two of the shvatim were named with two opposite feelings towards the same action. We saw earlier that God was called God because Bogod. Leah said, you betrayed me by taking my shivcha into your house. It seems that she was upset that Yaakov married Zilpah. On the other hand, we see over here, Yisachar was named because Hashem gave my schar for taking my shivcha into my house. So on one hand, it was Bogod. You betrayed me. On the other hand, I am naming another child after the schar that Hashem gave me for bringing in my shivcha. If you notice, the name Yisachar has two sins in it. Although we only pronounce one of them, we pronounce it Yisachar and not Yisachar. Although the Chassam Sofer says that the first time in the Torah that the name Yisachar is mentioned, you should pronounce it Yisachar. But typically, it is pronounced Yisachar. Why are there two sins, and why are only one of them pronounced? Das Kenem Mibalei HaTosfos explains that the two sins correspond to the two reasons why his name was Yisachar. One reason was because Nosan Elikim Schori, Hashem has given me my reward for bringing my shivcha into my house. And the second sin is because Kisachar Secharticha, because I have hired you in exchange of the dudoim of my son. And since the second sin was a negative thing, that Yaakov was exchanged for Dudoyim, therefore we don't pronounce the second sin and we call his name Yisachar instead of Yisachar. Das Akenim says another pshat that Yisachar had a son whose name was Yoiv. But since Yoiv was a name of an Avodah Zarah, therefore he changed his name from Yoiv to Yoshuv. Yisachar took one sin from his name and put it in the name of his son. And that's why Yisachar is only pronounced with one sin and not two sins. Vatar oid Leah vateled ben shishi liYaakov. And Leah became pregnant again and had a sixth son to Yaakov. Vatomer Leah, and Leah said, Zivotani Elikim oisi zevet toiv. Hashem has given me a good portion. Hapam yizbeleni ishi. This time my husband will give his permanent home to me. Ki yoladeti loy shishavonim, because I gave birth to him six children. I have the same amount of children as all the other wives put together. Vatikra Shemai Zevulun, and she called his name Zevulun because of Hapam Yizbeleni Ishi. Va'achar Yolda Bas, and afterwards she, Leah, gave birth to a daughter, Vatikra Eshemai Dina, and she called her name Dina. The name Dina, our Rabbanim explained, was because Shedona Din Ba'atzma, she judged herself, and she said, if this will be a boy, this will be the seventh shevet that I will have. And since four shvatim were already born to the shvachos, there will only be one left, and my sister Rachel will not be considered equal to any of the shvachos. She will only have one shevet, while the shvachos each one have two shvatim. Therefore she davened that this boy should become a girl, and that's why Dina was born. I once heard Akasha that l'chayr we see this was a tremendous act of chesed that Leah did for Rachel. She was willing to give up a shevet. She was willing to give up her seventh shevet in order that her sister should be equal to the shvachos. Where do we find that she received reward for this great act of chesed? I heard a teretz that we find that Leah was paid back kefel, double, for the chesed that she did. Because we see now that she had a daughter whose name was Dina. Later on in Parshas Vayishlach, we find that Shechem was mezana with Dina. The Mefarshim say that she had a child, Dina had a child from this Bia, and this child was Osnas. Yaakov did not want this child to hang around in his house, so he took a kamea, some type of a luck charm, and put it around her neck, and sent her off, and she made her way down to Egypt. And it was when Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim and became king in Mitzrayim, the Benois Mitzrayim used to throw things at Yosef because of his beauty. And Osnas did not have anything to throw at Yosef besides for this kamea. He threw this kamea at Yosef. She threw this kamea at Yosef. And when Yosef saw it, he saw that this was from somebody that was from his family. He knew that she was Mizera Yaakov. And therefore, Yosef married Osnas. When Yosef married Osnas, she had two children, Ephraim and Menashe, who later became two Shvatim. So we see that by Leah giving up one Shevet, Leah had Dina, who Dina had Osnas, and Osnas had Ephraim and Menashe. So her one Shevet came into two Shvatim, and she was paid back Kephel Kephlaim. And the pasuk continues, Vayizkor Elohim es Rachel, and Hashem remembered Rachel. What did he remember about Rachel? He remembered the chesed that she did by giving the simonim to her sister Leah. And he also remembered the pain that Rachel was going through, that she was thinking that maybe Yaakov would divorce her for not having any children, and she would end up having to marry Esau. Vayishma Eleho Elikim, and Hashem listened to her. Vayiftach es Rachma, and he opened her womb. Vatar vatele bein, she became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. Vatoymar, and she said, Osaf Elikim es Cherposi, Hashem has brought in my embarrassment to a place that nobody can see. I will not be embarrassed anymore. People will not say anymore that I will fall to the lot of Esav, that I will have to marry Esav. Rashi brings down a second shot, that when somebody doesn't have any children and something breaks in the house, that person has nobody to blame this broken dish on. She cannot say, my son broke the dish. But once she has children and something is broken or something is missing, she can always blame it on her child. Asaf Elohim es Cherposi, Hashem has brought in my embarrassment. Now I have somebody to blame these broken dishes on. And this is a very shvarip pshat and needs a hesber, because Rachel did not have children for so many years, and finally she has a child, and this is what she says, now I have somebody to blame my broken dishes on. V'ayin Mefarshim, who discussed this issue. Vatikra Eshema Yosef, and she called his name Yosef, Lamer saying, Yosef Hashem li ben acher, let Hashem add to me one extra son, another son. She knew that there will be 12 Shvatim, so there will be one more Shevet after this. She was davening that that last Shevet should come from her. Yosef Hashem li ben acher, Hashem should add to me one more son. Vayehi kasher yolda Rachel es Yosef, and it was when Rachel gave birth to Yosef. Vayomer Yaakov Lavan, and Yaakov said to Lavan, Shalcheni, send me, ve'elcha el mekaymi, and I will go to my place, ula'artzi, and to my land. The reason why Yaakov waited to leave Lavan's house, he waited until Yosef was born, because Beis Yaakov was Eish, was a fire. Beis Yosef is compared to Lahava, a flame, and Beis Esav is compared to Lakash, straw. And since Yaakov was Eish, a fire cannot go too far without a flame. So once the flame came along, Yosef was born, then he was able to fight against the Lakash, the straw of Esav. And that's why it was when Yosef was born that Yaakov said, Shalcheni, send me away. Tenoas Noshai, Ves Yelodai, give me my wife and my children. Yaakov did not want to leave Lavan's house without permission. So give me my wife and my children, Asher Avadati Oischa Bohen, that I worked for you, for them. Ve'elecha, and I will go. Ki ata yodata, because you know, Es Avoidosi Asher Avadaticho, my work that I worked for you. Vayomer Elav Lavan, and Lavan said to him, Im no motzosi chen ve'enecha, if I find favor in your eyes, Nichashti, I see through my witchcraft, Vayivaracheni Hashem biglolecho, that Hashem has benched me because of you. Before I came, I did not have any sons, but now I have sons, and this is only because of your coming. I see through my nichush, through my witchcraft, that it is because of you that Hashem benched me with sons. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yudalad, Bimek Sir Chitim, Lahagit Shvochon Shel Shvatim. The Pasuk is telling us that it was during the time of the harvest of the wheat, to tell us the praise of the Shvatim. She'es HaKotzer Hoya, it was the time of the harvesting. V'loik Pashat Yod Begezel, and still he did not stick his hand and steal, lahavi chitim musa'arim, to take wheat or barley. Ela davar hefker, only something that was ownerless, shein adam makbid by, which a person would not care about. Even though the owners would not care about one stalk of wheat or barley during the time of Ksir Chitim, still Reuven did not want to take from something that had an owner, only from Hefker. Dudoyim Zagrashi Sigli, it means Sigli, which is Esevhu, a type of an herb. Uvilashin Yishmol, and in the language of Yishmol, Yashmin, it is called jasmine. Lokachta gamis dudoy bini. Leah said, you also want to take the dudoyim of my son, bitmiya. It's a question. Velasis oit zois, you also want to do this. Likach gamis dudoy bini, to also take the dudoyim of my son. Vitagumoy ulamesav. Targum said ulamesav, and you also want to take. Lochen yishkav imo chalailo. Rachel said, therefore you will sleep with Yaakov tonight. Sheli hoisa shechivas lailo zu. The shechiva of this night was mine. I will give it to you in exchange for the dudoyim of your son. Since she belittled the shechiva, lying with the tzaddik Yaakov, Rachel did not merit to be buried with him. She was mezalzel the shechiva now, therefore she was not zeiche to have a shechiva later on. I have given to Rachel her payment. Balayla hu, why doesn't it say balayla hahu? Who is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu assisted him. She also misham Yisachar, that Yisachar should emerge from this union. Vayishma Elokim Leah. In what way did Hashem listen to Leah? Shehoisa misavo umachzeres laharbe shvatim, because she desired and put forth an effort to have more shvatim. Zevet toiv kidagumai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a good portion. This time Yizbeleni Ishi. Zagrashi Loshen Beis Vul. It means the main house. Hubraya Belaz. Beis mother. His main residence. Me'ata loit hei ikir di rossi. Ela imi. His main dira will only be with me. Sheyeshli banim kineged kol nashav. Because I bore to him children. Kineged kol nashav. Equal to all his wives. I already have 6 shvatim. Dina. Pirshu Rabbi Seinu. Our Rabbanim explains, Shedona Leah din ba'atzmo. Leah judged herself. Im ze zohor, if this child is a male, loitehei Rochel achoisi ka'achas ha'shvachois. Rochel, my sister, would not be equivalent to one of the shvachois. She would then only be able to have 1 shevet, while each of the shvachois have 2. V'spalala olov, and she davened for him, v'nepach l'nekeva, and this child changed to a nekeva. There is a machlokes among the mefarshim. What does it mean, v'nepach l'nekeva? Some learn that there was really a boy in Leah's stomach, and this boy changed into a girl. And there was a girl in Rachel's stomach, and this girl changed into a boy. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Emes Liakoy seems to learn like that, because he says, why was Yosef doing things like a girl? It says that he did Maisin Nairus. He used to fix his hair and play with his eyes. And he says because Yosef, who was born to Rachel, was really once a girl. And since he was once a girl, he was doing things that girls do. And he did Maisin Nairus, Mamashmesh Be'enov, Mesalsel Besare. He would fix his eyes and fix his hair. This was something that girls do. And since he was once a Nekeva, and he was Nepach L'Zohar, that's why he still had some tendencies like a Nekeva. On the other hand, Dina was once a Zohar who changed to a Nekeva. Therefore, she had tendencies like a Zohar. And that's why Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach says on the Pasuk Vateitzei Dina, Dina went out, she was a Yitzanis. Just like a male is usually a Yitzanis. Now, this Nekeva that was once a Zohar was also a Yitzanis. V'ayin emes liyakov, who discusses this pshat. Another way to learn v'nepach l'nekeva is that in Rachel's stomach was Dina, and in Leah's stomach was Yosef. And what happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the two children, and Yosef, who was in Leah's stomach, moved over to Rachel's stomach, and Dina, who was in Rachel's stomach, moved over to Leah's stomach. Maskil David seems to learn this pshat this way in Rashi, because we see later on that Rashi brings down that Shimon married Dina. After the story with Shechem in Parshas Vayishlach, Dina did not want to leave Shechem until Shimon promised Dina that he would marry her. And the Mefarshim ask, how was Shimon able to marry Dina? Shimon and Dina were brother and sister, not only from the same father, but also from the same mother. So how was Shimon able to marry Dina? And Maskal David says, because Dina was not really a complete sister with Shimon. Because although they shared the same father, their father was Yaakov, Shimon's mother was Leah. But Dina's mother was really Rachel. She was just taken out of the womb of Rachel and moved to the womb of Leah. And therefore Shimon was able to marry her because it was not really considered his mother's daughter, but rather Rachel's daughter. And Rashi continues, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayizkor Elikim es Rachel, and Hashem remembered Rachel. Zochar lo shemosro simoneho la'achoysa. He remembered that she gave over her simonim to her sister. V'shehoysa meitzira, and that she was in pain. Shelaitala begaroli shel Esav. She should not fall in the garol, in the lot of Esav. Shema yigar shenu Yaakov. She was afraid that maybe Yaakov might divorce her, l'fisha ein labonim, because she did not have any children. And we find that Esav HaRasha also thought the same. When he heard that Rachel did not have any children, this is what the poet has written. Ha'admon, the red one, referring to Esav, Kovat, he saw Shelecholo, that Rachel did not become pregnant. Sova, he desired Lekachdolo, to take her to him. V'nisbohalo, and she became terrified. He brought in my embarrassment to a place that will not be seen. And so the pasuk says, he brought in our disgrace. He did not bring it into the house. They brought in their light. And your moon was not brought in. It was not hidden. Because I was an embarrassment, Shani Akoro, because I was barren. Vahayu Oimir Molai, and they would say about me, She'ele Lechelko Shel Esav HaRasha, that I will fall into the Chelek of Esav HaRasha. So now that I have a child, Hashem has brought in my embarrassment. Vagoda, and the Medrash says, Kozman She'en Le'isha Bein, as long as an Isha does not have a son, Ein Lo B'mi Litloi Sirchana, she has nobody to blame her misdeeds. Mishyesh Lo Bein, once she has a son, Toile Boy, she can blame it on him. Mi Shavar Klize, who broke this vessel? Bincha, your son. Mi Ochal Te'enim Elu, who ate these figs? Bincha, your son. Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher, she called his name Yosef, saying, Hashem should add to me another son. Yedas Yosef Ben Nevuah, Shein Yaakov Osed Lahamed El Shneim Osed Shvatim. She knew through Nevuah that Yaakov would only have 12 Shvatim. Amras, she said, let it be the will of Hashem that this shevet that will come out in the future, Yehemi many, will be from me. That's why she only davened for one more son, because she knew the total would be 12. When Rachel gave birth to Yosef, that's when Yaakov said, it's time for me to go. Once the son of Esav was born, Shenemar, like the pasuk says, "V'hoyah beis Yaakov esh." The house of Yaakov is fire. Ubeis Yosef lahava, and the house of Yosef is a flame. Ubeis Esav lakash, and the house of Esav is like straw. Esh b'lo lahava, ena shoylet l'merochik. A fire without a flame cannot go too far. Mishinoyle Yosef. Once Yosef was born, who was the flame? Batach Yaakov b'hakadosh baruch hu. Yaakov had bitachon, had confidence in Hashem. For Ratzal Loshuv, and he wanted to go back. He was not afraid of Esav. Tenoas Noshai, so Yaakov said, give me my wives. Eini Ratzal Loshai's ki in Bereshus. He did not want to leave Lavan's house only with permission. And Lavan says, Nichashti, Menache Shoyisi. I see through my Nichush, through my witchcraft. Nisisi Benichush Ali, Shal Yotcha Boli Brocha. I see through my Nichush that blessing came to me through you. Kishabosolakan Lohoyali Bonim. When you came, I did not have any children. Shenem, I like the Pasuk says, Vihine Rochel Bitoi Bo'o Imatsoin. The Pasuk says that Rochel came with the Tsoin. Rochel was the shepherd. Efshir Yeshle Bonim Bushaleach Bitoi. Is it possible that he had sons and he sent his daughter Etel Haroim to the shepherds? It must be that he did not have any sons. But now we find that he does have sons. Shenemar vayushma es divrei b'nei Lavan. The pasuk says in Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Aleph, vayushma, and Yaakov heard the words of the sons of Lavan. So we see he had sons. It's interesting that Rashi brings the pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph, and does not bring the pasuk in Perek Lamed, pasuk Lamed Hey, where there also we see that Lavan had sons, because the pasuk says Vayitein biyad bonov, he gave the sheep in the hands of his sons. Why did Rashi have to wait till Perek Lamed Aleph to bring the raya?
I would just like to go back for a moment to Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Chaf Aleph, when Dina was born. The Mefarshim are medayik that the pasuk does not say vatar, that Leah became pregnant, vatelere, and she gave birth to Dina, but rather va'achar yolda bas, and afterwards she gave birth to a daughter. Why doesn't it say vatar vatelere? Ibn Ezra says, it is because Dina was a twin sister of Zvulun, and therefore the vatar vatelere that were mentioned earlier in pasuk Yotes, referring to Zvulun, already went on the birth of Dina, since she was born together with Zvulun. At first glance, we can say that Yaakov had 26 children, because he had 12 Shvatim, and Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud Ches, says that with every Shevet, there was born a twin sister. So if there were 12 Shvatim, there were 12 twin sisters, equaling 24. And Rashi also adds over there that Binyamin had two twin sisters. Therefore, we would have 25, plus Dina would be 26. But according to this Ibn Ezra, it would come out that the total amount of children would be 25 for Yaakov, because Dina cannot be counted twice. Dina was the twin sister of Zvulun, and therefore there were 12 Shvatim, 12 twin sisters is 24, plus one extra that Binyamin had. And Dina would not be counted again, since she was already counted as Zvulun's twin sister.